Kurt Bauer, executive director of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, says, hey, it's time to change up Wisconsin's license plates.
Now, in specific, he'd like to maybe get rid of that slogan, America's Dairyland. Bauer says the slogan doesn't capture the full spectrum of what Wisconsin is today and maybe could limit outside perceptions of our state.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you think it's time to take America's Dairyland off of our license plates? And if so, what would you like to replace it with? Is the slogan America's Dairyland too limited? And again, give us your new contenders. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org.
Mark Sommerhauser joins us now. He's a political reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal, where he recently wrote about this idea. Mark, welcome back.
It's great to be with you.
Well, Mark, this idea has been kicking around for a while, but what does Kurt Bauer have to say about getting rid of this slogan today?
Yeah, well, you know, Kurt Bauer made a little bit of a splash with this idea when he floated it yesterday at the luncheon event that was sponsored by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. He's actually been talking about this for more than a year, and he had originally written a column in the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce magazine back in April 2016, floating this idea that perhaps as part of what he described as an image makeover that Wisconsin perhaps is due for, that part of that could include thinking about a new slogan on the state license plate. And, you know, he, in the column that he wrote last year, kind of laid out the notion, making the case, if you will, for this image makeover, that while the state's ties to the dairy industry are an important part of the state's heritage and continue to be an important part of its economy, that I think, as you said in the intro, his argument is that perhaps it can be a little bit limiting in terms of describing the diversity, both the economic and cultural diversity that exists in the state, on a license plate, which is something that is going to be viewed by people living outside the state.
This slogan has been on there for a long time, at least as long as I can remember. Do you know any of the history behind it, Mark?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's been on the state license plate since 1940, so almost 80 years now that it's been on the state license plate. It's actually written in state law, requiring that to be sort of the mantra, if you will, on the state license plate. And, it's something that really has been on there ever since. There was, we just did a little bit of research when this issue came up yesterday and found some articles published in 1985 and 1986. There was somewhat of a debate at that time, actually, about whether to change the slogan. The governor at that time, Tony Earle, kind of kicked off a contest, actually, a statewide contest, where folks submitted ideas for different designs to for a new license plate, but they ultimately, when the contest was over and people had voted in it, they ended up picking a license plate design that kept that America's Dairyland slogan.
And Foxconn could be an opening for changing things up with the license plate. What has Kurt Bauer had to say about that tie-in?
Yes, correct. I mean, he's sort of saying that Foxconn, because of the international attention that the Foxconn project has received, and by the way, for your listeners, that I would guess most of them are familiar with that by now, but it's a proposal that is going forward to build a liquid crystal display screen manufacturing facility in Racine County in the southeast part of the state. The notion is that with this proposal, it's created such an international splash that it offers Wisconsin a chance to sort of rebrand itself and help people outside the state sort of re-envision how they see Wisconsin. And so that's kind of his pitch, is that, having a project of this stature offers that opportunity to make people think about Wisconsin perhaps more in the context of advanced manufacturing, electronics, technology, these types of things that obviously are emerging industries in the 21st century, relative to agriculture.
We're talking to Mark Sommerhauser right now from the Wisconsin State Journal, talking about a new idea maybe get rid of America's Dairyland from Wisconsin's license plates to make room for new imaging that encompasses maybe more of what the state has to offer today. Not without controversy, but we're talking about that right now at 800-642-1234. We want to know what you think. Do you support that move, putting a new slogan on there, or do you like that heritage? Call us at 800-642-1234. And we'll take our first caller now. We've got Tom joining us first in Rhinelander. Tom, hi.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think that we should keep it on there, but I'm kind of a traditionalist. I also think we should go back to the yellow license plate that we had for so many years that looked like a nice big pound of fresh butter. The white plate that we have now with the tiny little part on the top, it just isn't visible from the road and it looks too generic. So I'll take responses off the air.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Well, Tom wants to go vintage with that, Mark, and go back to the yellow. I did kind of like the yellow. What do you think?
Yeah, the yellow would definitely be an eye-catching way to go. The ones that we have now that are kind of white with the red and black lettering are, you know, maybe a little more Spartan and a little less eye-catching.
We have a comment here from Andy in Madison who says he's suggesting home of the Packer Backers. I had to think a minute. Packer Backers. That's one from him. Cindy Rose says, yes, do away with America's Dairyland. Love forward or land of the Cheeseheads. Yeah, I like the Cheeseheads working its way in there. And let's take another call here. We've got Jay with us in Appleton. Jay, hello.
Hi, I just have a couple things to think about on this. Being a history lover, of course, and born and bred in Wisconsin, I would like it to stay America's Dairyland for a couple reasons. I'm really opposed to naming it after an industry or after a sports team. Milwaukee, for example, has always been known for a couple hundred years as manufacturing an industry. We've never had an identity crisis over that before. We're an immigrant state. We are the Dairyland. They may have been bankrupted out of existence almost, but are absolutely coming back with our small farms, farmers. It's our history. And I don't think our state's had an identity crisis anywhere else. We're not the Silicon Valley. Do we want to be? I think let's stick true to our roots and stop being ashamed of our roots.
All right. Thank you, Jay. And that brings up a question, Mark. What has the dairy industry had to say about this idea?
Well, just as your caller was speaking, I was thinking, goodness, this sounds an awful lot like what the dairy industry has to say about this. And yeah, they you know, certainly are saying that they are not in favor of changing this slogan. A statement that we got from the Wisconsin Dairy Business Association today, again, was very similar in that the dairy industry is something that has contributed to the culture and the economy of our state for so long that, in their words, it would be disheartening to change this slogan. And that, moreover, that this is a part of the state's heritage and history, and that that's something that Wisconsin should, should be proud of and should really be, touting rather than turning away from.
It's an interesting question, Mark. Let me ask you, this isn't something you reported on, but when you travel outside of Wisconsin, what is the one thing that people know about Wisconsin?
I would have to say, if you say Wisconsin, probably the first thing that people associate is the Green Bay Packers or cheese.
Packers or cheese, yeah.
Yeah, or beer, maybe. Beer is another, with the state's brewing heritage. I think that's another thing that people really associate with Wisconsin.
I can't see that one on a license plate, but I can see more of a reference to cheese in there. Yeah, so interesting point about the Silicon Valley and keeping our heritage going strong here on our license plates. Let's take another call from Tim in La Crosse. Tim, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. How about you?
Pretty good. I think the license plate should say Wisconsin, the formerly progressive state.
I'm going political with that one there, Tim. I have a feeling that will not pass muster, especially if it has to go through the legislature. Tim, thank you for that. Any other ideas out there that are being seriously kicked around, Mark, if people are taking this idea?
That's a good question. I mean, part of what we wanted to get a handle on yesterday was how seriously this is really being discussed. Kurt Bauer mentioned it at this luncheon event, really in sort of an offhanded or sort of passing way. We ended up checking back with the organization. They filled us in a little bit on the background of how he's been sort of talking about this off and on over the course of the last year or so. But WMC, Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce, said that they have no plans to formally lobby lawmakers to make this change. They said it's just something that they're putting out there to start a conversation. We also checked in with Governor Scott Walker's office. They told us that they have not been contacted in any sort of a formal way, urging them to think about changing this. So,
If somebody is curious about it, you know, as I mentioned, it would take a change to state law, so it would need to go through the legislature and through the governor's desk to make that happen. And right now there's no indication that any sort of official efforts are underway, but that's certainly something we'll be continuing to watch.
Let's take another quick call here. We have Judy joining us next in Appleton. Hi, Judy.
Hi there. I think kids got to be left the same. America's Dairyland, that's what we've been for all these years. Let's keep it that way. And we could change the license. I like the idea of changing it to back to yellow.
Yeah, yellow.
That's a good idea, but make it so it looks like cheese.
Oh, brilliant. I love that, Judy. What a good idea. Yeah, we could make it look like cheese. I guess it would have to be Swiss cheese. Otherwise, I don't know where you go with that. But Judy, thanks. So another vote there, Mark, for keeping it the same. If you had to guess, what do you think is going to happen?
Boy, you know, if what happened in 1985 and 86 is any indication, the America's Dairyland mantra just seems like one that is going to be difficult to shed. You know, again, there was this discussion 30 years ago, and we ended up kind of right where we started with that same slogan. So if that's any indication, that one might be sticking with us for a while.
Mark, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Mark Sommerhauser with the Wisconsin State Journal looking at the idea of removing the slogan America's Dairyland from Wisconsin license plates.
This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.